You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. People say revenge is bad and you gotta forgive. Okay, but why? Let's get into it.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I love Steven Seagal movies. The ones where he really gets back at the guy.
Oh, it has something to do with tonight's topic. I thought Glenn was just admitting embarrassing things. Also joining us is Jed Brewer.
So it's not about the man ponytail. That's not the part that appeals to you.
Well, that's all part of the experience, Jed.
The vengeful package that is Steven Seagal.
You don't want a vengeful Steven Seagal that's closely shorn.
No, that'd be weird. That'd be weird.
Yes, I prefer the nuanced character cinema of one Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's European.
Yes, quite.
Believe it or not, we are answering a question on tonight's show that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, people say revenge is bad, and you gotta forgive. Okay, but why? And was this written in by Steven Seagal? Well, we keep the questions anonymous, so we can't really say. But Glenn, in these questions of big topics like revenge and forgiveness, where would we start off?
Well, first and foremost, it's natural to think of that. I mean, if something happens that upsets you, I think right away, at least if you're like me, I start almost fantasizing about the moment of taking that revenge or things turning around. I may not think of it as revenge, you know what I mean? Because that maybe that means I'm a jerk, but just like this
something person, bad's going to happen to them at some point.
Yeah, you'll have your comeuppance, you know, that kind of thing. And you start imagining how great that will be and looking forward to it and playing it up in your mind. I think that's probably the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah, it really is. And Jed, that points to a question that's really worth investigating here, which is, people do say you got to forgive.
Yeah.
And to be fair, we would say that.
Yeah.
We will, right. Not spoil alert for the show, we're going to come down on the positive side of forgiveness.
Yeah. Right.
But to Glenn's point, revenge is really natural.
Oh, yeah.
If there's two toddlers playing at the daycare and one hits the other, that first one's probably going to pick up a block to throw at their head.
Yeah.
Because this is the natural human impulse before we've been socialized. But so let's look at the forgiveness end of that. Why, in that case, is forgiveness a goal to have?
That's a very, very good question. Well, it's been said by a great social philosopher that an eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind.
Was that Steven Seagal?
Yes, it was. Surprising answer. Again, as a preview of Coming Attractions, in a societal sense, if everybody's taking revenge on everybody else, what we wind up with is a massive tire fire of a world. It just doesn't work out. And so there's all kinds of things that people say, you gotta do this, not because it's really good for you, but because it's better for the world at large. Taxes is a good example. It's not better for me to pay taxes.
Right,
it's better for society if I do. Right. So, you know, you gotta. But I think the question, Matt, that we really want to look at here is forgiveness better for you as a person? You know, we can't have all the toddlers throwing blocks in each other's heads. That's bad for the nursery. The nursery needs them to forgive. But is it better for Timmy the toddler if he forgives?
Right,
you know,
right.
It feels weird. It feels unnatural. It feels difficult. Is there anything in it for Timmy? Or is this just purely a ploy of big daycare? And I think we owe it to Timmy to get a good answer on that.
Yes, I also think CGI-ing Steven Seagal onto the body of Timmy the toddler.
Yes.
And having him run he's going to break down the big daycare ring.
Yeah.
I will pay for that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think as soon as this show's over, we're going to start writing that movie, but we'll also be right back here on The Bridge Loud. We're back here on the Bridge Lab. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Like a movie where toddlers take over a Navy vessel.
Yes.
And Steven Seagal, baby Steven Seagal, takes it back.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Sure. Mutiny on the SS Toddler. I love it. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
On the ship, he's the toddler cook, yes. So no one suspects him.
They don't suspect him. They don't know, like, he didn't think he was capable of this.
Zachariah, they bust out his skills.
Yeah.
I think now we're just ripping off the plots of other movies, and I'm all for it. We are continuing to also answer your questions tonight. Came into the Bridge Lab at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write your question. This week's question says, people say revenge is bad, and you gotta forgive. Okay, but why? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed kind of laying out the case for why it is important to forgive.
Right.
On one, there is definitely the societal aspect of that if we all go around throwing blocks at each other's head, you know, no work's going to get done.
That's
not going to get anything built.
That's
right. The thing there's, and he's absolutely right, there's also a personal element to that. Why forgiving is good for the person doing the forgiving, and what is that?
Well, I think, you know, there's a tendency, we're revealing a bit about our taste in movies, but, you know, especially when I was a kid, I loved these movies, like in Kung Fu movies and stuff, where, like, they treat him bad at the beginning, and you're like, oh, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You're all excited about it. You know, he's telling you, he's warning the guy.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want to fight me, you know, yeah, that's right, you wouldn't want to fight him. You get all excited, you know. And I do that in my own life. This is how much of a weirdo I am. I'll build up how upset I am about someone and play it out in my mind, and the moment of revenge and whatever, you know, I get sort of an odd excitement going about that. But what I don't realize is that I'm rehearsing that anger, as professionals would say. I'm living in a world where I'm angry about that. I'm sort of trapped in that. It's as if this bad thing is just happening over and over again inside my mind, and I need to be able to break out of that in order to be free.
That's a really good point. And Jed, I think it also sets us up for starting to look at the forgiveness element of that, because let's look at some basics of what it practically does mean to forgive. And I think Glenn gave us a good template for that, right?
He did. He did. We can work backwards. So here's what happens when you don't forgive. As Glenn said, you rehearse what happened. When you don't forgive someone, you hang on to the hurt that they caused you, and you just keep reliving it. It's like they hurt you over and over and over again, and that just keeps on happening. And as you might guess, that's terrible for you. That's
right.
Really super bad. Whether or not anything with them, just for you as a person, that's an awful way to live. So the question, Matt, that you're right in asking is, okay, but how do we forgive? What would that look like? How would we know that we've done it? Well, one thing for sure is to say we're on the path to forgiveness when we've gotten to a place where we're not rehearsing what happened anymore, where we're not just reliving that hurt and that pain, that sense of wounding over and over again. That's the place that we want to get to, is where that hurt is now in the past. It's not
right.
A thing that we are re-experiencing on an ongoing basis in our lives.
That's a really fantastic point, and that brings us back to where we started this segment, which is the point of forgiving, and why we would encourage you to do that is not for the person you are forgiving. It's, you know, they already did whatever they did. It's for you. We don't want you to go on living with this thing forever, that pit in your stomach. We want you to be able to move on, have a happier life, be free of that. That's why we're talking about this tonight. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about it right here on The Bridge Loud.
Yeah. Bridge Loud.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
If we've learned anything, do not take anything from Liam Neeson's.
Yeah, no.
Like, I saw one movie where they took something, and then they kill everybody.
Right.
And then I saw another movie where they took something again.
Yes.
And then they kill everybody.
They never learn.
Then I saw a third movie.
Right.
Where they also took something from him. I paid for all three of these movies, and he killed everyone.
Yes.
So don't take anything. This is what we've learned. Don't take anything.
You're right.
In fact, just before you pick, don't take anything that's not yours. Just on the off chance, it might be Liam Neeson's.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Also joining us is Jed Brewer.
He has a very particular set of skills.
That's what I'm saying.
People should pay attention to this.
That's right.
And that set of skills is a very grumbly voice and Irish accent that gets him a lot of work.
Yes.
Right. It's a good set of skills to have. We're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Lab at gmail.com tonight. This week's question says, people say revenge is bad and you got to forgive. Okay, but why? And Glenn, we had that last segment with Jed, starting us off on the basics of how to forgive. Can you start expanding on that a little bit?
Well, for sure. As we often mention on the show, we work for a faith-based nonprofit organization. That's our day job. We work with guys trying to help them get a closer relationship with God. And the thing about being a Christian is forgiveness kind of goes with that. It's in the book, and we got to go by it. It's not my natural inclination, so
but you're working on it.
Yeah, you got to try to do what you can do. You know, at least fake it off. You know, that's what I try to do. But here's the thing: is it's about part of what we want to look at with forgiveness is it means that you're declaring this other person is guilty.
Yep.
That's inherently part of what's going on here. I think that's misunderstood sometimes. But it's also a way of saying, you are guilty, but I am free because I am letting this go. I'm releasing this. And that's what we want to start on with forgiveness.
That is a very good point. That is exactly where you want to start with that. And Jed, maybe can you give us an example of that? You put some bones on that?
I sure can. So say that you loan your buddy Tim $5, and Tim just will not pay up. He just won't.
Tim.
He just won't give it back to you. Okay, if you decide, I'm not going to try and get that money back. I'm just going to let that $5 go. You have forgiven Tim. You have forgiven his debt. Now, practically speaking, Tim no longer owes you $5. That's where we have landed, is that $5 is just gone. It doesn't mean you're going to loan Tim another $5. It doesn't mean that you're okay with him stiffing you. In fact, as Glenn points out, you are declaring Tim guilty of having stiffed you for $5. We actually can't let the $5 go until we acknowledge, I loaned you $5, you refused to pay me back, you stiffed me. We have done that. But now I'm saying, I'm letting this $5 go. I am moving on. I probably am not going to loan you money in the future, but I am moving on. I am letting this go. And when you let go and you move on, you are now on the path to forgiveness.
That's true, and I think we're all looking forward to Taken 7, where somebody steals $1 million from Liam Neeson's, and it's just a 4-minute movie because he goes, I've grown as a person. I'm choosing to accept this and move on.
That's not much of a movie.
It's going to be less popular, but more healthy.
That's right.
And isn't that the point? We'll be back a little bit more right here on The Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. It's you only.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Call me crazy, but what if Steven Seagal takes something from Liam Neeson's, and then we just go at it?
Well, I think this is going to be the greatest movie ever made. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I'm sorry. I'm too distracted by this movie to say anything else.
Jed's already pitching. What's happening?
That's a green light picture.
Yeah. It's all coming together. We're going to answer a question. They came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, people say revenge is bad and you got to forgive. Okay, but why? And it's often been said that revenge is a dish best served cold. Now, maybe forgiveness. Maybe forgiveness is a dish best served with a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
Glenn, as you mentioned, we do work in our day job in a faith-based nonprofit, and that's often working with guys coming out of jail. It's also working with guys coming out of gangs or addiction. These are people who can really hold a grudge.
Sure.
It's something that's cultivated. It's part of their culture. It's part of what got them where they were. What do you tell them when it comes down to why they need to flip that switch and start looking for forgiveness?
Well, yes. Ultimately, they have taken a certain amount of revenge in their own lives, and they've learned a lesson a lot of us need to learn, which is it's just not that great.
Yeah.
You build it up. The movie portrays it as something really great, something you can cheer for as you're watching it vicariously. But that fantasy is just that. It's a fantasy. In real life, when it's someone that's hurt you is now hurting, it doesn't equal a good situation for you. And it isn't something that's great. You don't celebrate it because you are a decent human being and you do have a sense of compassion. Forgiveness, in the spiritual sense, allows us to be free. And it turns out God cares about our freedom. He cares about us being set free from the pain that we've dealt with in the past. And that's something that allows us to move forward.
Absolutely. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
Well, when we look at our own lives, we've all made mistakes. And one of the things that we find as Christians is that God is willing to forgive us. That we have had issues, we've had problems. And here's the crazy thing about God's forgiveness towards us is, yes, he says, I'm no longer going to hold this against you. You stiffed me for $5, I'm letting it go. He does do that, but he actually goes even deeper, which is to say, he understands why we did what we did. He understands where we were coming from. He understands just how hard it is to be you. It's not that the things that you did weren't wrong, but he gets it. He gets why you are the way that you are. So he's not just saying, I forgive you. I'm not holding this against you anymore. He actually wants a new relationship with you. Sometimes when people do something to hurt you and they stiff you, you forgive them, but it's not really possible to have much of a relationship with them anymore. That's just, it's the nature of the beast. But with God, he doesn't just forgive you. He wants a new relationship. He wants to go deeper. He has love for you. He has understanding. He has acceptance. And that's the ultimate path of forgiveness. And that's what we find in God.
Absolutely right, and assuming we're not already in Hollywood shooting the Under Siege Taken crossover, we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.